It is mentioned in the hadith that, O Ibn Adam, O son of Adam, if you can wake in the night, and if you are finding it difficult, let's say, to wake up in the night, and you are a bit miserly with regards to spending your wealth. This is a long hadith. These 2 points that I am presenting to you from within this hadith, we should understand that all good deeds, we get the hint from these 2 points. The first thing which is mentioned and stated in this hadith, waking up in the night, staying awake in the night. And if we are lazy in waking up in the night, this is the point that's made, then it's apparent, you could say, that a person, if he is lazy, negligent in waking up in the night or staying awake in the night, spending some time in the night in ibadah, fair enough. If there's a problem, a difficulty, then leave it. Don't do it. But because we're talking about the fadail, the virtues and the lofty virtues and the status and the high ranks, and we don't know the reality. So we can say, well, what's the point of getting up in the night? We'll read Fajr Salah in the morning. You could say, okay, for this reason, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, if, but you don't know how important this is and how great this action is, but if you are negligent and lazy in getting up in the night, staying awake in the night, then did he say leave it? He didn't say that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not say that. Most definitely, this doesn't mean that there's such a treasure, you leave it. Rather, do the cure. Cure the issue. What should you do? Solve the problem so you can come onto that rank and status. For example, if in your eye, for example, cataract comes into your eye, if your tooth is aching hard, I'll say cure it. If there's a cataract, I'll say remove it. If you've got stomachache, extreme stomach pain, or you've got pain in the hand, vibrations in your hand, problems, will I say leave it? No. If you've got a cataract in your eye, pain in the eye, cure the cataract. Remove the cataract. If you've got pain in the stomach, cure this pain. If there's a pain in your hand, go towards the cure, the solution. You need to rectify the issue. It doesn't mean if your eye has got a problem that you leave the eye, because it will have problems. The difficulty will stay. For this reason, that inside the eye, Allah Ta'ala has put hikmah, there's sight. From the eye you can see. Everything has a relationship with the eye in the world. So how can you just leave the eye if it's got a cataract or pain? How can you just ignore it, neglect it? Because the virtues and the benefits of the eyes are so great indeed, you can't just leave it. You say, okay, if there's a cataract in my eye, then I'll cure it. So in the meaning of the hadith is this, that Rasulullah is telling us, hinting to us, if you are negligent and lazy and waking up in the night, then this doesn't mean that you leave this action. No, there's big, big virtues and benefits of staying up in the night, and waking up in the night, doing ibadah in the night. You can't just leave it, just like I gave the example of the eye. For example, your hand has got pain, your eyes got pain, your stomach's got pain, the limbs of your body got pain. You don't leave them. In the Quran Hakim, this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Most High, Almighty, addresses His Mahmubeen, His beloved servants. As I said to you in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala says here, there's a whole list here. And in this, Allah Ta'ala mentions a quality, a sift, a characteristic of His beloved servants. وَالَّذِينَ, Allah Ta'ala says, لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Oh, my servants, though mahbubeen, the beloved servants of mine, their quality is such that in the night they awake, they wake up and they do prostration and ruku. In the night they wake up and they remember me, Allah Ta'ala says. They wake up in the night, they pray salah. So the first quality, alhamdulillah, of waking up in the night, the first reward Allah Ta'ala has given here, the first big great reward of getting up in the night, is the person, the man, the sister, the brother, the male, the female, they have courage and bravery and they get up in the night to pray tahajjud. They wake up for tahajjud prayer. The first reward, the first virtue that's been mentioned here is such a great action. Why should I leave it? What is mentioned here? Allah Ta'ala, for such a person, includes that person in the list of His beloved mahbubeen. Allahu Akbar, the Quran is telling us this. that we should get up in the night, we should not delay, we should not be lazy. Allah Ta'ala says that you can get up and read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat of tahajjud. What do you become? Allah Ta'ala says that you become of those people. وَالَّذِينَ Allah Ta'ala says, what will I do to that person? I will include that person in the list of my beloved people, that he is my beloved servant. This is how much Allah Ta'ala loves waking up a person who wakes up in the night to do ibadah. Another point comes here, beautiful point here. And when is this? So for example, the first point here, the verse said that if you are negligent, Allah Ta'ala says, isn't it? That if you are negligent of getting up in the morning, then what should you do? You should cure the issue. And the cure has been told to us, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is the cure? Do the dhikr of Allah. Do the dhikr of Allah. This is the cure. The dhikr of Allah is the cure. If you can't get up the night, if we say, oh, I can't get up, I can't get up for fajr, I can't get up, I can't do tahajjud. This complaining and no. Allah says no. If there's an issue, the deen is very easy. The deen is very easy. So the people who pray tahajjud, ask them, is it difficult or is it easy? Ask them. They will say, for us to get up in the night is easy, to sleep is difficult at that time. If they sleep, they will not go to sleep, they'll keep tossing and turning. The shaitan will say to them, oh, you're tired, you've got to go up in the morning, you've got to do this. Okay, we'll read tahajjud after Isha, and don't wake up in the night. And he's prayed tahajjud, qiyamul layl, say. So who are we talking about here? The waking up in the night. So, okay, I've done my tahajjud before I went to sleep. Inshallah, in the morning I'll rest because I've got some urgent duty. So he lies down. Tell me if he will sleep, that person. If he's got a headache because he will not want to go to sleep. He's, mashallah, accustomed to the ibadah. Allah Ta'ala has included him in the list of mahbubin. And the status of the mahbubin, whenever it is night, they wake up to remember Allah. They will not be satisfied until they do sajda and prostrate on the earth. Then maybe they will feel sleepy. And then you should feel sleepy because this is sunnah. You should lie down, and so much enjoyment, barakah in that sleep. Allah Ta'ala has put that. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sunnah sharif was after tahajjud they would rest for a little while. And this is the sunnah method. I will tell you how to do that. You should do this also. Subhanallah. What is that method? That when you wake up for the night, during the night, and you pray the tahajjud prayer. After praying the tahajjud prayer, what should you do? That, you know, your mat, your prayer mat, on that prayer mat, you can lie down on that same prayer mat. And alhamdulillah, 10, 15 minutes, fajr time will start. Even if 3 minutes or 5 minutes, I'm telling you from experience, 2 minutes you lie down, so much you become fresh, like you have slept the whole night. Allahu Akbar. This is a very good method, and this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they used to pray tahajjud and then lie down on their mat on the ground. So a beautiful point came to mind, like I told you maybe before. Very old thing. I remember we went somewhere, our jama'ah was staying in a masjid, and I told you about this hadith. And all our brothers, mashallah, they try to do amal on the sunnah. We speak so that we can try to do amal, try to act. It's not a speech, a lecture. What I'm telling you now, I'm sharing with you. Alhamdulillah, I'm saying this for myself so I can get up in the morning and do amal and practice. And inshallah, from tomorrow, I will start to do tahajjud as well and not be feeble. So when this hadith reached to the brothers, that this is how you should pray tahajjud, and after praying tahajjud, and even this could be for sometimes you've prayed tahajjud, then there's a little bit of time left before the azan of fajr, and then for example the time starts for fajr, you read the 2 sunnah of fajr, you can do this action also after reading the 2 sunnah of fajr. So mashallah, he was a simple brother who went with us, and a lot of brothers went. As soon as he read the 2 sunnah, they all lie down, mashallah, and everyone was distressed. Is he ill? What kind of jamaat is this? Are these ill people? They do dhikr, why have they suddenly lie down? So what did they know? That they're fulfilling the sunnah. They all, mashallah, 3-4 minutes they lie down, then they sat up and started doing dhikr. So this, alhamdulillah, this might look weird for us in the world, but Rasulullah's sunnah is a beautiful thing. We think it's difficult, it's some sort of fascination, it's too hard. We say, why should we do this? It's too difficult for us. So this is shaitan's attack on us, on our ummah. Rasulullah's sunnah, we are far from them today. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala teach us and allow us to practice the sunnah. Don't think this is a small sunnah. This is not a small sunnah. If you think that sunnah, never attach the word small or insignificant or minor to the word sunnah. Rasulullah didn't come to give us small things, little things, insignificant things. He came to give us great things. Every action of his was great. We should regret, lament, why cannot practice? Why am I not practicing? Why am I not practicing? So this is the cure of tahajjud. And here Rasulullah has told us that do dhikr of Allah. So if you're weak in sunnah, weak in tahajjud, do dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah is the cure to make you stronger so you can practice. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you are negligent, lazy, cannot get up in the night to pray, to do tahajjud, and be included in the list of Allah Ta'ala's mahmubeen, the beloved list, the servants of Allah, then cure that problem of yours today. Tomorrow you can't get up in the night, you can't do tahajjud, that means you've got an illness in the heart, just like you have a cataract in the eye, you have a blocked nose. What's the cure for not getting up and remembering Allah? Do the dhikr of Allah. As soon as you start doing dhikr consistently, regularly, this ayah tells us, لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدٌ قَيَامٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, now there's another point here in this verse. لِرَبِّهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, for Allah Ta'ala's sake first. This is a beautiful point here. That what are we doing? We're doing the waking up, the prostrating, and the ruku, etc. for Allah. So, salah, tahajjud prayer. Tahajjud is mentioned after. First Allah says, لِرَبِّهِمْ. So those people who wake up in the night, who remember Allah for the sake of Allah. So when you cure yourself, and then when you start praying tahajjud with the cure, then what is it? لِرَبِّهِمْ. That ibadah, that worship, that prostration, that ruku, that bowing, the prayer, the dua, everything لِرَبِّهِمْ. In other words, everything is totally, sincerely for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is it. Totally with ikhlas, he's doing ibadah. And another point, another hint comes here, is that totally it will be accepted, inshallah. لِرَبِّهِمْ. He's done it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we do many actions, and then riya comes, dunya comes, showing off comes. Allah gives a guarantee that if you make this a habit, if you make the habit of waking up in the night and praying tahajjud, Allah says, لِرَبِّهِمْ. I am saying this is definitely is for Allah. There can be no riya in this ibadah. Especially though, because you're in isolation, you wake up. So should we not pray tahajjud? What a great ibadah, great worship. Every man, starting your old age, you'll be included in the list of Allah Ta'ala's mahbubeen, beloved servants. Just like today, you make intention, today I'm going to wake up for tahajjud, I'm going to go to sleep, get up for tahajjud, and we get just one tahajjud in our life, and after that, we die and we are taken to the heavens, then we are included in the list of Allah Ta'ala's mahbubeen. Because the message came to us, we said, Allah forgive us, we are lazy, I'm negligent, the message reached me today, I wake up tonight for tahajjud, then I die after that, then I'll be included in the list of Allah Ta'ala's servants. In hadith, it states, oh, subhanallah. Oh, what a great action. Look, a point has just come to my mind that we pray tahajjud in the night, during the middle of the night, the last portion of the night. How much reward is there for this? All the prophets, alayhi musallam, prayed this. All the sahaba prayed this. Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, prayed this. All the blessed companions read this tahajjud salah. The walis of Allah prayed tahajjud salah. The aqabirin, our pious predecessors, prayed this. This is the sunnah of every pious predecessor before today. And the person who gets up in the morning to pray tahajjud, then he is getting the thawab of all of the pious predecessors, because he's reviving that action. Imagine two rakat tahajjud salah. Where can you reach? What is the reason? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given so much reward for this. Why? Allah Ta'ala has given the reward for this, for this reason, that the man, the servant, he sacrifices when he does tahajjud prayer. He does mujahidah, he struggles, he strives. What's the mujahidah? Look, there's a hadith here. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, when a person wakes up in the night, and let's say it's a cold night, the words here are cold night. When he gets up in the cold night, and after getting up, Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam, mercy, how this hadith has been completed. It's cold outside, and inside maybe the house is cold. So, mashallah, are you successful? Allah Ta'ala has given us so much success here that it's cold outside, but we're sitting with a shirt on, there's hot water in the house, and what's the reward we're getting? Allah says, when there's extreme coldness outside, in the extreme cold climate. So this hadith, mashallah, is for the Muslims of UK, of this locality. Subhanallah. So when it's cold weather, cold climate, and you get up in your house, mashallah, it's warm inside the house, and you do wudu, so you got two rewards. You got luxuries and comfort inside the house, and this hadith is for us. And when he stands, and after doing wudu to pray, Allah Ta'ala collects the angels, and the angels are proud. Allah Ta'ala is proud. They look at my servant. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving pride. He's stating his pride for us, such people. Allah is saying to his angels, oh, look at my servant. Just like, you know, Father says, look at my son. He's attained this. Look what he's become. Look how great he is. MashaAllah, my son, he's obedient to me. Look, he's a hafiz of Quran. He's a alim. He's a scholar. He's pride, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala calls the great and the angels in big numbers and says, look at this insan. My servant, I created him. He's standing. He woke up to remember me. Allah's proud of this. 2 points. Allah says, have you seen him? How he has crushed his desires. I gave him 2 rewards. Beautiful. I gave him a bed. It was a warm bed and sleep. But what did he do? For my sake, he sacrificed his sleep. I gave him a beautiful wife. Nice wife. Nice wife. What did he do? He pushed his wife aside. Not pushed her literally, but he discarded her for sale. Or the wife discarded the husband at that time. And the hadith says that when both husband and wife, when they sprinkle the water on each other's face and wake them up, Allah Ta'ala forgives both of them. May Allah Ta'ala give us such wives. Amen. Because when we get up in the morning, we say, what have you cooked? What are you going to cook today? What have you cooked yesterday? What is the shopping we have to get today? And how much is the bill? And then you start arguing in the morning. First in the morning. But in the morning, I'm telling you the story from Muslim. Should this be? If you're negligent, say, this is the meaning of the hadith. If the husband or the wife are slightly negligent or a bit lazy getting up, you have a nice wife and the husband's a bit lazy, or the wife is lazy and the husband's nice, and then they get the water and sprinkle a few splashes or droplets on the face and they both get up and they pray. Allah says, I forgive both of them. Subhanallah. So, going back to what I was saying earlier, that the wife, if he leaves her and leaves the warm bed and his sleep was sleep and this and the wife and the attractions, this is the lust, you could say, the desire. So he leaves his desires, his base desires, because sleep is very difficult to discuss. Even if the alarm clock is buzzing, you bang the snooze button. Oh, be quiet. Why are you buzzing away? I want to sleep. And you go back to sleep. Allah says, this is why I give you the reward. That so much this servant of mine, he loves me. My love has overwhelmed him. He can't see me. He can't see paradise. But the love of Allah, his creator, has overwhelmed him. He's rubbed his eyes. He stood up. It's cold outside. He's left his wife, arrived from the bed. And he's after that, he purifies himself. He stands on the prayer mat. He prays the hajjud. Allah subhanAllah says in the heavens, look at this servant of mine. All of the inhabitants of the heavens, they're looking at this person. One insan. He's standing praying tahajjud. Everyone, all the angels are looking. Allah says, now I make you my witness, because he's going to come back to me. Fairly soon we're going to reach. Qiyamah is very close for us individually. And now this is the preparation. So Allah says, I make you all angels my witness. And I make you my witness. And I state clearly that I have forgiven this servant of mine who got up in the night to remember me. Subhanallah. So now tell me that this one action, every day if it's happening to us, 2 nafal we read every day in tahajjud, then tell me what a greater maqam and status we will attain as an individual. The people are praying tahajjud and the angels are looking at that person, and Allah is looking at him every day, every tahajjud salah. Allah doesn't say just one night. Whenever you read tahajjud, this announcement will be made. Tell me what will be his high rank and status. So should we pray tahajjud or not? So we should just crush the desires. We have to leave our sleep. We have to leave maybe the attraction of the wife, or the wife leaves the husband at that time. But oh, Allahu Akbar, mashallah, my brothers, we have to encourage ourselves, push ourselves, subhanallah. But what do we say here? That look, our friendship, which like this, a wife, and the wife says, oh husband, that we will be together in the sleep, and we will toss and turn 1 or 2 hours, we have to get up with the hajjud. We have to get this reward that Allah Ta'ala is giving to us. Look at this hadith. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the peace and blessings of mercy be of Allah Ta'ala be upon him, that Allah Ta'ala is very close to humanity at that time. Allah Ta'ala comes to the lowest of heavens at that time, the last part of the night, the last third of the night. Allah Ta'ala calls out, is there anybody who wants my mercy? Is there anybody who wants my forgiveness? And this announcement call reverberates around the whole world in every corner, every nook and cranny. Allah Ta'ala's mercy call and announcement travels and spreads all around the universe. And this is such an announcement. Mahazrat Nurullah Marqada Rahmatullah said once that me and my father were sitting in the Khanqa, and it was tahajjud time, and we were in Maraqbah. I was with my father. We were doing dhikr, and his father, Hazrat's father, was a great sheikh as well. MashaAllah, they had a hujra in the wilderness in the Khanqa, and he said, I was doing Maraqbah, and my father said to me, I heard an announcement, I heard a call, and I was with my father. Ya Allah, your servant is present. Ya Allah, your servant is present. Ya Allah, I'm your servant, I'm present. 3 times he said it loudly. Hazrat said, that I looked towards my father, and my father said, did you hear this call? Did you hear this announcement? Did you hear this noise, this voice? Look how Allah Ta'ala is calling to insan. And this was tahajjud time, isn't it? So the Allah wala, the friend of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, when a person's pure inside, then they can start to hear the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. But every day, you know, just like the azan we hear. So for us, some people, we cannot even hear the azan. Even if you're sitting in the masjid, you cannot hear the azan, because we're in such a locality. And you leave, the people leave the masjid, then they go. Even if the house is nearby and the azan is being called out, why don't they come to the masjid? If somebody calls out, if I say, come, come, will you not come? So this means that Allah Ta'ala has sealed their ears. Summun, bukmun, umyun. May Allah Ta'ala give them guidance. Salah. Masjid's open. Azan's being called out. Five times the azan, they can hear it. The speakers are blaring. So how can we say that the people are not listening? They cannot hear. Totally in the same way. If we cannot hear, then that's due to our sins. We have become sealed. Otherwise, if we are pure, they hear the call of Allah. The call of Allah comes just like this. Hazrat, subhanallah, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah alayhi, was in Baytul Maqdis. And he, in the same way, when the voice came, when Allah Ta'ala's announcement came, invitation came, he said, Adam, don't sleep, get up. Ibrahim bin Adam, don't sleep, get up. Why? If you wake up at this time, wake up, wake up, don't go to sleep, don't go to sleep. If you wake up, if you're awake, then the fire of hell will become cool for you, and you will travel fast across the bridge of Sirat, fast. And this is hadith as well. The insan, he wakes up in the night and prays salah, salat tahajjud, does dhikr, recites the Quran. Was in everything, in awakening in the night, you pray tahajjud, you do dhikr, and you recite the Quran. Allah says, for him, on the day of judgment, all of the difficulties and the challenges of the trials of the day of judgment will become easy for that person. And where do the marahil of the qiyamah start from? From death. A person who does tahajjud, prays tahajjud, wakes up in the night, at the time of death, it will become very easy for him. The grave will become easy for him. The time of the grave will become easy. The day of hashr will become easy. The bridge of Sarat, travel will become easy. And hellfire will go far from that person who prays tahajjud, wakes up in the night, remembers Allah, reads the Quran. So such a ni'mah, such a reward Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that we should wake up in the night. Great mercy of Allah, great mercies of Allah descend at that time. Ula hajat, our desires of the day, they're not fulfilled. Allah says, at that time, I'm telling you, come to me, ask from me, why are you sleeping at that time? I've given you a technique. If a king gives you a time, come to me at 0900, I will give you treasures, khairat, good things. For example, social security. The people go to get social security. If they say, come here at 10 a.m. with your check, with your books, you'll get the money. Will they not reach? If he says, I'll come at 1 p.m, will he get the money? The window will be shut. There'll be no allocation. You'll have to go 0900 or 10 a.m. Allah says, I'm the King of Kings, Supreme Master. I've kept my time. I give in my time that I prefer. At the time of tahajjud, I give to the people. Whoever wants to ask, come. At that time, I will give. I'm very close to you at that time. And I'm saying to you myself, come, ask what you want to ask from me. There's nothing that will diminish from when I give that time. But the time that we want to ask, Allah says, I want to give, we are snoring, we're sleeping, or we're involved in wrong things. People do wake up in the night. Nowadays, there are such channels, they don't let you sleep. The shaitan doesn't let you sleep all night long. As soon as you're free from work, you finish the taxi, you come home, shaitan says, why are you going to sleep, madman? There's time yet, man. 3 hours, 3 hours more, 4 hours more, there's a drama, there's a film. So shaitan, get him out of your house first. If you want sukoon, peace, لا تقربوا فاحشة ولا تقربوا فاحشة, do not even go near to the fahisha, indecency, and to the obscenity. We say, oh, the kids do this, and they want this, and they need to use this. Forget this screen. Take them back, otherwise he'll make all of you play the dangerous games. Brothers, the night time is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The methodology, Allah says, I have appointed a time where I give you khairat, I give you good things, beautiful things, blessed things, the last part of the night, the tahajjud time. So if you've got health, you've got the ability, get up at that time, ask from Allah, whatever you want to ask Allah, Allah Ta'ala's doors are open at that time. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Ghaus Pak, great Shaykh, Wali of Allah, he was a sheikh of the sheikhs, the king of the sheikhs. And he saw that there was an elder, a wali of Allah, and you should serve him. You should serve the wali of Allah. So the king, the Shahnshah at that time, he was a very big city of Iran at that time, and the name of that place was Nimruz. So he wrote and sent a message that if you prefer that I, for you, for your food and for your students, I will give you this whole area of Nimruz. And he replied, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, the Shahnshah, King of Kings, I don't need Nimruz. Allah Ta'ala has given you Neem Shab. Subhanallah. That I've got the waking up in the night. He's given this to me. Whatever I need, I get to that time. I don't need your kingdom, your lands. I do not need your localities and districts. Everything I get that time in that last part of the night. I am the king of the night. You are the king of the day. I'm the king of the night. So when I saw my brothers, great action. Wake up in the night. And tahajjud, we think it's so difficult. How will I get up? How will I pray? This is one day. Just do it one day. Crush your desires. You stand up. Inshallah, the next day, Allah automatically will wake you up. And He will make you pray tahajjud. Remember this. And another point I'd like to mention. We are all here. Alhamdulillah, we pray Salah during the day. We recite Quran. We do all these actions. We're busy during the day and we do da'wah. Oh, he's a pious person. He's an ashik. He loves Allah. He's mahbub of Allah. He's servant of Allah. People make their nafs big and expand them. Oh, he's a beloved of Allah. He loves Allah. People tell us, they praise us and we praise ourselves and our heads go big. Allahu Akbar. One great Shaykh Rahmatullah said, Allah Ta'ala says that how can this be my beloved? Or how can these people be my beloved? There's a relationship between the beloved and the person he loves. The ashik, who is the beloved, who loves. He is so desperate to see the person that he or she loves. That he wants to meet that person that he or she loves. And when will I have the chance to see my beloved? What time is it? And the Mahbub will never say, come to the shopping center, come here. So the great time for the beloved, the servant of Allah and Allah Ta'ala the Creator is in isolation, the quiet time, the eerie time. This is the principle of the world. So when Allah the Creator is saying, come here and come in isolation and we can speak at that time and discuss at that time, the ashik who is the servant of Allah, he should run at that time that he needs this. Allah says, all day long you say you're the lover of Allah, the lover of Allah, the lover of Allah. And I'm telling you, come to me in the night. So why don't you come in the night? How? What kind of love is this that you have, that you reject and you refuse to come at the time giving you the availability, I'm giving you the time, come to me, I'll give you my treasures, my mercies, my blessings, and I will listen to that time, and no one else is there to witness that apart from me and who I allow to see and hear. So what kind of lover are you, O servant of Allah, that you are sleeping at that time? So this is the definition of love. This is the basis of love, the proof of our love, that definitely we should get up in the night and say salam to Allah, do prostration to Allah, ask from Allah, request from Allah. We are useless, we are sinners, Allah, we are at your door of your court, Allah, accept us, Allah. So this is a great ibadah, tahajjud, the night prayer. The shaitan injects the whispering to our ears, no, this is ibadah of the walis of Allah, the special people, the eminent people. How can we do this? We are weak. This is a waste. Halibi, I was telling my friend that make the habit of doing tahajjud, make a solid habit, try your best. And if by chance sometime, this is the beautiful solution of my Shaykh that I'm telling you now, the trick of how to maintain it. Because when you hear something from a wali of Allah, like I heard from Hazrat Sahab, then I don't ask for dalil, I never need to ask for proof, and oh, ask me this, show me this hadith, Hazrat. We knew that the words of the wali of Allah, behind this there's hadith, there's backing. Blindly you have to have yaqeen on this. The wali of Allah, when he speaks from dalil. So when Hazrat told me this, then I'm telling you this as well. Sometimes it does happen, you're ill, or for example, it's a bit difficult to get up, it's late, and you see the eye wakes, opens, and you see for tahajjud salah, I have to do wudu. When I do the wudu, then I'll miss the time of tahajjud, and then you're distressed. Then there's a beautiful solution for that I will tell you. Beautiful solution. As soon as you wake up, the eyes open, you see 5 minutes left. If I do wudu, tahajjud time will pass. Oh, I got up late, or I'm ill, or I'm a bit lazy today, a bit neglectful. What should you do? My Shaykh Rahmatullah said, Rahimullah Ta'ala, that read 10 times, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. How many times recite this? 10 times. When you see the time is short, then recite 10 times astaghfirullah, and then 10 times darood sharif. Do this 10 times each, and you'll get the total reward of tahajjud. Subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, and easy, don't make this a routine, don't make this a regular thing that you read that and then go to sleep. No, you have to get up. But this just is a solution that don't leave empty-handed if you wake up, and it's a bit tight the time. So to get your name included in tajuf that day, do that. But our nafs are big and fat nowadays. We have chicken and we have less dal. So let me tell you in passing, that at least make this a habit from tomorrow, get up, recite these du'as and then go to sleep. So we have to start tahajjud from today. It's looking difficult, we won't get up. Okay, start from this nuskha, from this solution. Get up and toss and turn on your bed. Put the alarm a few minutes before the end of the Tahajjud time, before the dusk time, before the dawn time. And then while you're lying down, recite these du'as 10 times each. Isn't it? And inshallah, you will get the reward and you won't feel sleepy after that. So start like this. So after today, we should be grateful to Allah that make this solid niyyah that after today, we're going to read Tahajjud prayer, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability that we can do amal on this. Ameen. Recite the durood.
Salman ka mujh pe चढ़े रंग खतीजो ओ सलमा को मुझ पे मेरी जिंदगी कुशरमो है हो मेरी जिंदगी कुशरमो है हो चढ़े रंग चढ़े रंग खतीजा ओ सलमा को मुझ पे चढ़े रंग खतीजा ओ सलमा को मुझ पे मेरी जिंदगी कुशरमो है आहो मेरी जिंदगी कुशरमो है आहो नकाबार नकाबार चादर कहो नूर हासिल नकाबार चादर कहो नूर हासिल सेया रंग जाली में चेहरा छुपा हो सेया रंग जाली में चेहरा छुपा हो मेरी जिंदगी कुशरमो है